And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walt Mack. Why is it that we live in the land of plenty, and yet food banks here in Chapel Hill and elsewhere are being hard-pressed to meet the crush of new clients? One of the reasons is that the jobless are losing their unemployment benefits and have nowhere else to turn. Another reason is that the rising prices of food, utilities, clothing, gasoline, and rents are putting a squeeze on near-poverty-level families. Family breadwinners must work two or more part-time, low-paying jobs, and that still doesn't cut it. Underlying all of this and compounding the problem even further is the fact that Governor Pat McCrory and his so-called legislative leaders have chosen to refuse federal grants for Medicaid. Many nonprofit organizations have jumped in to help uninsured families get health care, but there are those who still fall through the cracks. To underscore just how pervasive the problem is, UNC is planning to implement a food bank of its own for students this fall. Hard to believe. Many college students are going hungry, but true. Tuition continues to rise, putting a financial burden on the students and their families. For many families living in Chapel Hill and Orange County, there's no safety net to soften a hard landing. How can you help? When the U.S. Post Office and other organizations conduct food drives, be generous in your donations, and a hefty contribution to your favorite charity will help, too. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.